Most people are carrying, well, some sort of debt, a mortgage, maybe a credit card or two or three. Or, in fact, it seems that the wealthier a nation becomes, the more its people are in debt. On the one hand, debt is a fact of life. On the other, well, people are drowning in it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called A Practical Guide to Managing Your Money with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw. We're continuing on this week by taking a good hard look at money, how we earn it, what we do with it, how we spend it, and the impact it has on our lives, but from a slightly different perspective to what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks with Rick Dunham. This week and next week on the program, I'm joined by Ross Buttonshaw. Now, Ross is the Australian director of an organisation founded in the UK called Christians Against Poverty, or CAP, as it's known for short. And what he and his team do is they help people who are struggling with their finances. So he lives on the coalface, if you like, of managing finances and sees the reality of problems that people have and how they struggle with money. So this week and next week, Ross is going to give us a hands-on practical guide to managing our money, right into the practical realities, the things that bring people unstuck and the things that you and I can do to become effective money managers and stewards of what God's placed into our hands. And today, we're kicking off with a look at the subject that most people are all too familiar with. That subject is debt. Ross, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bernie. How are you?
Good, good. Now, it strikes me that debt is something of a four-letter word, and it seems crazy in a world that has never had more wealth and resources globally that we should be sitting here talking about debt. Is debt really such a big problem?
Well, debt is a major problem, and you're right. I mean, I think it is quite a recent thing. I'd say in the last 50 years, there's been an explosion of debt throughout the world. And things that explode so quickly often carry with them issues which are relatively new and undealt with. 60 years ago, we wouldn't have had to have this conversation about debt.
Now, the statistics are pretty horrendous, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do they look like?
Well, if you look at Australians particularly, 1.3 million Australians live in households that spend more than half their income on debt repayments.
Wow.
That's just in some recent surveys last year. Also, 75% of Australians worry about their ability to pay their bills. A recent survey also shows that 40% of respondents said their children had been absent from school because they couldn't afford schooling-associated costs.
And this is in such a wealthy nation.
Exactly, exactly. Australia is definitely one of the better-off nations in the world.
Why is this? I mean, what's changed since our parents were young? What's happened?
Well, there's no doubt there has been an explosion of debt. As the world economies have grown, the banking industry has developed to a point where the debt that we carry is actually fueling a lot of our consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I personally believe we've come to rely on this. If we were to close off all our ways of getting credit right now, the world economy would spin out of control.
Yeah, so if we closed down everyone's credit card, we'd be in serious trouble.
We would be, because it creates that fluidity of cash that's available, or we call it cash, to purchase things. So we have created an economy that really does rely on this.
And I'm old enough to remember when consumer credit cards were first introduced to Australia. The 9th of October 1974 was the date.
There you go.
When bank cards were first introduced. And that had a huge impact on the way people behave, because you could buy using tomorrow's income.
Exactly. And I think it would have been an unknown concept at the time and something that would have been gradually introduced. I remember the old bank card as well. Mm. But of course, I was three at the time you're talking about.
Thank you very much, Ross. And so how have our attitudes towards money and debt changed over the past few decades? Because I think back to my parents, who were post-World War II immigrants to Australia, and they still have quite a different attitude to money to perhaps my generation and my children's generation.
Well, in the past, we used to save for things, and I know I'm the same. My parents tell me stories. The older generation say they couldn't buy things unless they saved for them.
Mm.
We definitely have an attitude these days of if we need it, we buy it. And that's come from this ingrained culture that even our kids are brought up with now, that credit cards are just almost something that everyone has.
Yeah.
Even my own son, we didn't, you know, we have a way of doing our budget, and we sort of used up our budget for the week. And we will talk about this a bit later. Mm. When I said we couldn't go get a DVD and pizza that night, he was like, well, just can't use your credit card, Dad.
Yeah.
This is a boy in year seven, and so even our kids have got that credit mentality before they even have money.
And you can buy the computer or the lounge suite or the whatever with no further payments until sort of 2053, and you've used up tomorrow's income.
That's right, and people will argue that it's definitely increased our standard of life. And it has.
Mm-hmm.
But the old question, at what cost and how much are we spending our future income on what we want now?
Yeah. If you had to point to one thing that causes people to get into debt above their heads, what would that be? Why do we do that?
I would suspect it's the expectations of society. Mm-hmm. So our society expects us to have the nice car and everyone to have a house that is a nice house, and to have these things in our lives which show where we stand in society. And some would argue it's our consumeristic and materialistic mm-hmm. society, which really is driving that need to have things, which don't necessarily bring happiness.
Don't they? Oh,
no.
Man.
But, you know, I mean, most people would agree that the things in their life don't really bring happiness if they were to look deeper.
Yeah.
But it does feel good at the time.
And we're addicted to it, aren't we? We're kind of people want to have their three plasma screens or whatever it is and their computer network and the whole thing.
Yeah, I definitely think it's an expectation that's been created that this is what our standard demands in society.
Now, you're a Christian. You're the director of Christians Against Poverty here in Australia. Let me ask you a question. Is debt a biblical concept? Is there such a thing as good debt in God's eyes? Is it perfectly acceptable to have a mortgage, for instance, or is all debt bad? How do you look at that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I can fully justify my belief biblically.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible does talk about usury,
mm-hmm.
Which I come to believe is the extortionate interest charged.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible does talk about different forms of lending people money and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But in biblical times, I believe the money was lent into business and to helping create profit and so on, or money was lent to the poor mm-hmm. but was not expected to be repaid in maybe the way we see today. But I don't think the concept of lending money just to purchase consumer goods was a biblical concept at all.
But I guess it's a problem that's happened because of the society we live in. You look back in biblical times, they didn't have credit cards.
No.
They didn't have an American Express card.
No.
They didn't have plasma TVs to buy. And so it's kind of created by the circumstances in which we live.
Exactly. Even in biblical times, there was forms of debt. You know, of course there was. But we have definitely taken it to the extreme. And it's a growth mentality. We have grown. We've got new products. I would say that the expansion of our societies and economies largely based on the availability of credit, even to the business sense, you know, to grow our businesses. And we are in a society that demands growth.
And we demand instant gratification, which, again, works really well with debt and credit card. And that's fantastic. Tomorrow, we're going to chat a bit more about the biblical perspective on stewardship, managing our money effectively. So I'll catch you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Bernie. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's word fresh for you today. And the best thing is it's free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. fresh.com. So go on, go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.